This fourth Sunday of Easter is known more popularly as Good Shepherd Sunday. Because every year on this day, the prayers of the Mass, and especially the Gospel reading, present us with the image of our Lord Jesus Christ as the Good Shepherd, who nourishes, protects, and leads us, his flock, along the paths that lead to eternal life. This year in the Gospel, which Deacon Pat just proclaimed, we heard our Lord say this: "I am the Good Shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father." So I thought this morning I would reflect with you on this knowledge that Jesus is speaking about here. What does it mean to know the Good Shepherd and to be known by him? Right up front, we have to establish that the knowledge we're talking about here is not merely an intellectual exercise. It's not just about facts and data. When Jesus says he knows us and when he invites us to know him, he's not talking merely about the kind of information we might read in a Wikipedia entry or on the back of a baseball card. We do want to learn facts about our Lord, truths of our faith. And there are many ways we can do that. But when it comes to persons, those endowed with intellect and will, those we could say who have a heart, knowing one another means something much deeper than this. To put it another way, if you were to ask me, "Do you know Pope Francis?" I would have to say no. I saw him once. He was in a big crowd in St. Peter's Square. But he and I have never talked or shared a meal or even texted back and forth. Unlike some priests, I have no selfies of me and Pope Francis. But if you were to ask me, "Do you know Archbishop Rozanski?" Well, then I would say, yes. Now, don't get me wrong. He and I don't hang out on the weekends. We're not best buddies. I don't know him as well as I know my family or my close friends, but I have met with him before. I've been at dinner with him. When he sees me, he knows my name. We can have a conversation. We have a relationship. So yes, I know Archbishop Rozanski. And this is what our Lord means when he says, "I know my sheep, and mine know me." He doesn't just know facts about our lives, although he does know every fact about our lives. He even knows facts about our lives that we don't know, since he is our creator. But he knows us on a much deeper level. He knows us personally, intimately, and he desires relationship with us. The Good Shepherd's knowledge is perfect and personal. He knows us uniquely through and through, and this is a great gift. Because when we pause to look into our hearts, each of us will find there a deep desire, a longing to be known. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 139, which begins, "O God, you search me and you know me." He knows us to the depths of our being. There's something deeply moving and satisfying about that. None of us are anonymous to God. None of us are just facts and figures. Each of us is known and important to him. The Good Shepherd's knowledge of us, this personal, intimate knowledge, is a given. But our knowledge of him is a task. You and I can and should be striving to know him more, to grow deeper in relationship with him. Hopefully, that's why we're here today. The two best ways we have to grow in intimate knowledge of our Good Shepherd are always on offer here in the Holy Mass. The inspired Word of God and sacred Scripture, which is living and effective and speaks to our hearts. and even more, the gift of the Holy Eucharist, which is our Good Shepherd himself, truly present, hidden under the appearance of bread and wine. What more intimate knowledge could there be than literally taking him into ourselves as we receive him in Holy Communion? And then there are other ways that we can and should strive to know him. Very important also is our own personal prayer each day. Taking time to enter into silence, to step away from all the noise and distractions that keep us from hearing the voice of our Good Shepherd. There's no better place to do that than the Adoration Chapel, this kind of sanctuary of silence we're blessed with in our parish, where Jesus, our Good Shepherd, waits literally night and day to spend time with us. Another new way we come to know the Good Shepherd is through other people who know him well, by becoming friends with his friends, the greatest of which are the saints, those holy men and women with whom we are united in the communion of saints. When we learn about the saints, when we enter into friendship with them, they draw us closer to their deepest love, who is the Good Shepherd. And also here on earth, when we form friendships with other people who know him and want to know him better, this is such a great help in our own coming to know the Good Shepherd. And do you know why it's so important for us to take up this task? So important for us to come to know the Good Shepherd? It's precisely because he knows us so well. The Good Shepherd knows me better than I know myself, and the more I come to know him, the more I come to know and understand who I am. He knows the potential in each one of us. He has dreams for your life. And coming to know him helps you to know his will and helps you to discover a life full of meaning and purpose, a life full of joy that can endure even in the midst of trial and suffering. It's only by coming to know him that we can know these things as well. That's why this Good Shepherd Sunday every year is also observed by the church as the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Because our vocation is that particular call that the Lord has in our life. For those of us who have discerned his call and who are living our vocations, let us ask the Good Shepherd today for the grace to grow in fidelity to his call and in generosity in our response. And for those of you, especially our young people, who are still seeking your vocation, open your hearts in a special way today to the Good Shepherd. He knows you perfectly. And as you come to know him, he will help you to see the life he desires for you. And very importantly, I always want to say on this day, if you ever feel a stirring and wonder, maybe even fear, that he might be calling you to the priesthood or to the religious life, don't be afraid. The Good Shepherd's will for you is an expression of his love. And a life given to him and to his church will also bear fruit in abundance for you as well. I am the Good Shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Let's rejoice today that we are known and ask our shepherd for the grace to know him even more. St. Patrick, pray for us.